singing. A very good morning to you all. Welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship on this first Sunday in the month of August, in the year of our Lord 2023. On behalf of the congregation and parish, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time or doing so after a long while. And can I invite you to join us in our church hall to my left for teas and coffees and other niceties of life, as we have time also to chat away with friends and family. Can I ask our organist, Hannah, to just step forward, if you may, please. Welcome back.
Great to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you back.
And you know, her status has just changed. She is now a missus, just wedded, so you are the newest couple in town. While you were away, the congregation decided to put together something for yourself and your dear husband, Raymond, and it's my privilege and honor to hand that over to you on behalf of the congregation.
Thank you so
Wishing
much.
You all the best. All the best in your marriage life. God bless you.
Thank you. Funnily enough, I did want to speak to all of you, the choir, everybody. I just wanted to say thank you so much for all your well wishes, your gifts, your cards, texts, phone calls, emails, everything. It really means the world, and I really appreciate all the support I've had in this church community. It was a lovely wedding day. It rained a lot, but that didn't spoil the day at all. And the honeymoon was great as well. Went to Hong Kong for 2 weeks. Ray got sun blisters, I got sunburns. We ate a lot of good foods. We walked everywhere. We saw so many amazing things while we were away. So it's really lovely to be back. And just thank you so much for being the great congregation and the great church you are. Thank you.
And on that note, we will now take our call to worship, which is from Psalm 40, verses 9 to 13. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, 132, Immortal, Invisible God, Only Wise.
Yeah.
us pray. Omnipotent God, we approach your divine presence today with a humble spirit. And as we gather in your name, may your wisdom guide our thoughts, actions, and decisions. Let the power of your Holy Spirit illuminate our hearts, reminding us of the choices that we are called to make each day. Just as Joshua stood before the people, challenging them to choose whom to serve, we stand before you today, ready to make that same choice, to serve you, the living God. Guide us towards the wisdom of your words as described by your Son Jesus, that we may build our lives on a solid foundation. Lord of all wisdom and power, we adore you and we recognize your mighty works. You are the architect of the universe, the builder of our lives, the foundation of all wisdom. Your principles stand firm like the house built on rock, able to withstand any storm. The glory of your wisdom outshines even the grandeur of the tallest buildings, and the depth of your love is deeper than any foundation laid by human hands. We stand in awe of you, Lord. Your faithfulness stretches to the skies. Your righteousness stands like the mountains. Your justice is deeper than the ocean. We give you all praise, all honor, and all adoration. And yet, gracious God, we confess that there are times when we have been like the foolish builder, constructing our lives on sandy foundations. We have often chosen paths of convenience over paths of righteousness and have served other gods, gods of ambition, wealth, and pride. We confess that we have sometimes heard your words and failed to put them into practice, leading to shaky foundations in our lives. Forgive us, Father, for these moments of frailty. Grant us the courage to accept and learn from our mistakes. Help us to choose wisely, to serve you faithfully, and to construct our lives on the solid rock of your wisdom. Wash us clean and help us to stand firm in your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us always to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, In Christ Alone, My Hope is Found. Good morning, children. Good morning, good morning. How are we today? Good. I think I have more children today than the last time. How have you all been? Good? It seems as if the holidays are almost gone. When do you go back to school? Next week? The week after next. So you have a very short time to go. Have you done all the things you plan to do during this vacation? Have you enjoyed it? No, you haven't. You would love more time. Unfortunately, I can't give you more time. Now, this morning, I want to talk about the choices that we make and something about foundations. And I will begin with a few questions. What are some of the things you really like about school? Yes? There are a lot of people. When you go to school, you meet lots of people. So you make many friends. Yes. You get to have fun and play. Open spaces. So many open spaces here for playing. I can just imagine. Yes? What more do you enjoy about school? Yes. Taking challenges. I really like that one. Taking challenges. Wow. Taking challenges. Do you have an example? Wow, wow, wow. If there is like a hard question in maths or something else, you don't need to give up. You need to try to get that. Wow. That's beautiful. So taking challenges is one of the things you should look out for in school. Now, let me ask a further question. Why do you go to school? To learn. You go to school to learn and to do what with that knowledge? What do you do with the knowledge from school? Yes? So that you can get a job. You guys are just brilliant. Can we put our hands together for our children this morning? Wonderful things you are saying this morning. And I'm actually learning from you instead of teaching you. We go to school so that we can learn. We go to school so that we can take challenges. And what the school does to us, or the education, is that it lays a very solid foundation for all of us. Because the things that you learn in school shape your lives. They make you to grow into a better person. You can get jobs, and you can use the knowledge that you gained from the school to do so many other things. You can become an entrepreneur, open a start a business, so many things. So it is really important to go to school. Now, do you have friends who don't like school? I don't want to think that any of you here doesn't like school. Do you have friends who don't like school? Oh, all your friends like school. Beautiful. But do you know of people who go to school and they don't want to learn? Some skive, is that how you call it? Skiving. Zara talks about skiving all the time. Children who go to school, but they leave home to go to school, but they end up somewhere else. Or they go to school and actually tick their names, and then leave school and go somewhere else. Is that a good thing? Very, very bad thing. You shouldn't do that. Now, when children behave in that way, they don't learn. They go outside of the school and they do things which are not connected to their studies. At the end of the day, some of them drop out, they don't go to school. And what happens? They are laying a bad foundation for themselves. Children like yourself who are Christian children, you build your lives on principles on the principles of Jesus Christ, the things that we teach you here in church. And Joshua, one of the leaders of the Israelites, called his people together and told them to make a decision to choose between serving God or serving the things of the world that distract them. And everybody said they will serve the Lord. And in serving the Lord, we learn a lot. We learn things that will give us a good foundation. And it is just like going to school. When the teachers teach us, they teach us how to be good children, how to be polite, how to be kind to people, how to be generous to people. And when we learn all those things, they shape our lives so that we grow into responsible citizens. And in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus spoke about a parable of two people. One of them built their house on sand. Can a house built on sand survive? No. What will happen to it? It will be washed away by rain or even by strong winds. Another one built the house on rock. And that house stood the test of time. So as we come to church each day and we learn from the things that we are being taught in the Sunday school and even here during our children's addresses, they provide a strong foundation for us. Let us continue to be good. Let us continue to do good. When we go to school, let us learn. Let us not skive. Let us stay in class and study. And God will enable us to become responsible children. Let us pray. God, our Father, we give you thanks for our children. We thank you for the wisdom you have given them and their sense of understanding of the deep things of faith. Father, as we minister to them weekly and even daily, we pray that they will continue, O Father, to build their lives on the strong foundation of faith in Jesus Christ, to live lives that are responsible as they serve you and people in the world. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Our next song is "The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock," and there are quite a number of things to do as we sing. So we will stand as we sing that together. That's a nice song.
Our first reading this morning is from the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 24, reading from verse 14 to 25. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our fathers up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us our entire journey and among all the nations through which he traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God. Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you. But the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord. Yes, we are witnesses, they replied. Now then, Joshua said, throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him. On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people. And there at Shechem, he drew up for them decrees and laws. And our New Testament reading is taken from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 7, reading from verse 24. The wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Amen, and may God add his blessing to these readings of his holy word. Let us join together in our next hymn, Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
Let us pray. As we reflect from your word, dear Father, draw us closer to you. Let us not just be hearers, but also people who are willing to do that which you call us to do. Be with us in this moment of reflection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the choices we make have the power to either hinder or promote our spiritual growth and overall flourishing. They determine whom we serve. They determine our guiding principles and how we respond to the storms of life. In Joshua 24, 13 to 25, and Matthew 7, 24 to 29, the texts that were read to us by Sheila this morning, we are reminded of the power and significance of choice. Our life is a succession of choices, and every decision we make either hinders or promotes it. It shapes our reality, molding us into who we are and ultimately who we become. In Joshua's exhortation, he calls the people to take a reflective look at their life trajectories to see how God has generously provided for them, leading them out of Egypt, sustaining them in the wilderness, and granting them a fruitful land. He reminds them of the choices they made in the past that led to their servitude to other gods, and he invites them to make a new choice to serve the one true and living God. Joshua understands the deep-rooted nature of the human capacity for choice, emphasizing that the power to choose is not about whether we will serve, but rather whom we will serve. My dear Christian friends, just as the ancient people chose to serve different gods, we too can be tempted to serve modern gods, the gods of material success, wealth, or self-indulgence. Joshua challenges us to choose wisely, to opt for a life directed by God's love and wisdom, instead of fleeting and unsatisfying earthly obsessions. But the important thing is that there are consequences to any decision we make in life. That lesson is brought to the fore in Matthew's gospel. In Matthew 7, 24 to 29, Christ speaks of the parable of the wise and foolish builders. Those who hear and act upon Christ's word, that is, obey them, are like the wise builder. They establish a robust spiritual foundation that can withstand any storm of life. Conversely, those who hear but do not obey are like a foolish builder whose house collapses when the storm arrives. In other words, the choices we make to obey or not determine our spiritual resilience and our capacity to withstand life's challenges. One of the main lessons to be learned here is about foundations and how they shape our reality. Decide whom you will serve. Build on a solid foundation. In February 2022, during my first trip to Dubai, I was struck by the grandeur of the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building. Towering over the city, at a staggering height of more than 2,700 feet. It hosts the world's fastest elevator, the highest swimming pool, and an impressive observation deck. But it is not these impressive features that captivated me. It was the building's foundation, as I was later made to understand. Before it ever reached for the sky, the Burj Khalifa started with a solid foundation. The workers decided or dedicated an entire year just laying down a massive base made of concrete that weighed over 110,000 tons. This solid, reliable foundation is the real secret of the Burj Khalifa's towering success. And my encounter with the Burj Khalifa reminded me of the fundamental importance of a strong foundation in our lives. This is true for university professors working on a new theory. For businessmen and women laying out strategies. For school teachers building the future of their students. Or for entrepreneurs creating a startup. The strength and success of all these endeavors depend on the quality of their foundation. By living according to God's wisdom, we establish a strong base for our lives. Just like the foundation of the Burj Khalifa keeps it standing tall, the choices we make, grounded in faith, keep us standing strong, no matter what life throws our way. Let us think of this godly foundation as daily Bible readings and reflections to strengthen our spiritual lives. Let us think of them as the business strategy for an entrepreneur, as the curriculum for a teacher, as the groundbreaking research for a professor, or as the values and principles that guide an average person. These are the things that guide us, that keep us stable and steady. In essence, the choices we make based on God's principles serve as our spiritual foundation. Just like the Burj Khalifa stands tall because of its solid base, we too can rise to great heights in our personal and professional lives when we base our actions on a foundation of godly living. So as we strive to achieve our goals, let us remember to fortify our foundations with wisdom, with righteousness, and with godliness. Let us pray. Dear God, you have given us the gift of free will. Help us to understand the weight of our choices. Remind us that in every decision we make, we are choosing whom to serve. May we always choose to serve you, the living God, over any earthly obsession. Grant us the wisdom to act upon your word, so that we might become like the wise builder, resilient in the face of life's trials. Guide our hearts and minds so that our choices lead us to a life of spiritual growth and abundant flourishing. In your name we pray. Amen. We will sing our next hymn, Your Hand, O God, Has Guided, is CH4511. Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offering and let us intercede. Almighty God, as we come before you with our offerings, we do so with hearts full of gratitude. Just as Joshua reminded the people of the bountiful land they received from your hands, we too recognize the abundance that flows from your generosity. We dedicate these offerings to you, pledging to use them wisely in the service of your kingdom and the furtherance of your work on earth. May they serve as building blocks, strengthening the foundations of our church and extending your love and care to all corners of our community. God of all wisdom and understanding, we lift up to you today the members of our congregation and parish. We pray that our church may continue to be a pillar of moral strength, challenging the evils of society and pronouncing judgment on those built on shallow spiritual foundations. We ask for health, strength, and wisdom for all church members as they go through the affairs of their lives. Pour your divine guidance upon world leaders as they struggle with the immense task of solving the world's problems. We intercede specifically for those nations embroiled in political instability, wars, and coups, notably some in African countries and in the Ukraine. In your mercy, look upon those who are sick. Comfort those who mourn, and strengthen the aged and the infirm. We remember those who have recently passed on to glory, having completed their work on earth. And we think this morning again, O Father, of Haiti and Venora. We entrust them into your eternal care. Lord, we pray for the Church of Scotland. May it remain steadfast, like a house built upon the rock, unshakable in the face of storms. Empower our church to be light in our communities, reflecting your love, your justice, and your righteousness. In all things, we trust in your unfailing love and mercy, and in the firm foundation of your word. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. Please stand if you can. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of sins, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Just before we take the final hymn, I was not here last week, and I wonder if the announcements were caused about two members of our congregation whom we lost, Haiti and Venora. I will ask us to bow our heads silently for a moment as we remember them before we take our final hymn. Father, we thank you for Haiti and Venora, for their lives on earth, and for the gifts they brought to the lives of so many people and the influence they had. We pray that their legacies will continue. And now that you've called them out of the darkness of the world into your marvelous light, we pray that you would keep them safe by your side until the day we meet again to part no more. May their souls and the souls of all those who have departed in faith rest in perfect peace. Amen. We bring our service to its close, singing, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. It's CH4 352.
Thank you.
go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.